Oh.
Yes, my name's Shalette. I'm calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Frank?
Yes, you are.
Great. Frank, you have some questions about your account? Is that right?
Yeah, I was trying to see what's going on with me. I really ain't got no leads at all. I don't know what's going on.
Oh. Well, I see you're ranking very well. Let me just look at
I was already ranked well. I mean, I was 5 stars. I mean, all that. Well, that's not the issue. It's just that nobody's calling. I mean, I know some other people that do the same thing with other companies. They're getting about two calls a day.
I see. Okay, and I'm taking a look. Yes, that's the calls I can see. I can only see one
I've been a call to somebody that already, you know what I mean? Somebody that, it wasn't like it was just new traffic or anything like that.
Okay, so sometimes people use the same number, but it's already a client, something.
Yeah, or it might be one time there's some people marketing, trying to sell me something.
Okay, yep, got it.
And I had talked to somebody else last time, mentioned something like that, and she said, "Well, I'm gonna do something. I forgot what she said. She was gonna do something, but whatever she did, I mean, it made a difference, you know. But then that was a few weeks ago, but then it just, just nothing.
So down again. Okay, let me just take a look. So, two parts to your account: your Google listing itself, and then your ads. Now on your ads, each time you have a billing cycle, the paid ads run again, and those type aren't running all the time. And they may be contributing if we notice a pattern of when you're getting calls and when you're not, separate from the Google listing. Now, I'm also going to look at the Google listing and the notes of what else has happened on your account, okay? Just give me a moment. All right, Frank, well, what I could do, I'll have them look over your account, see any things that I'm not seeing that they can do to improve, but also I'm going to look at your posts and see if we need to request any additional posting. Well, you've got some...
I think what the last lady said, she was going to do something like a blog or something like that.
Posting.
I don't know. Posting problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at now.
I've seen on one of the pages or something that y'all advertised. It said you could vamp up the plan or whatever to see more calls.
Okay.
Right?
Well, there is one part of your account that can be increased. I mean, basically, we're going to work, no matter what you do, we're going to work to get you as much return as possible and see how we can improve your account. But the one part of your account that can be, you can affect is that, remember I said that, we do pay Google for a small amount of Google ads. $100 of what you pay each month is going for those type of ads. Now, that's a budget that you can increase at any time. So $100 worth of ads, separate from your Google listing, for most business runs just about a week. You know, it could be a little different for each one, and I can find out about yours right now. But if you meant that, you can increase your budget at any time to have more ads. And it's usually done in increments of 100.
Okay. So, what's the how much minimum is it to do it?
Okay. So,
increments
of 100 is typical.
Okay.
Like right now, your account only has $100 going to our Google ads. Now, and that's how all our accounts start. And some stay that way always, and some increase their budgets. Your And let me just give you a little information about yours.
All right.
Okay. So, pay-per-click ads, which is what we're talking about now, they're the ones that you see at the top of the page that say ads, and Google gets paid when somebody clicks on them. Most businesses pay an average $5 to $15 a click, some more. Your average cost per click has been $10. Now, so you have some higher, some lower, but it's averaging about 10. And so if you think of it that way, then every time you spend $100 on Google Ads, 75% of that is going to Google to pay for the ad and 25% for us to manage it. And so, you know, again, when with only $100 worth of Google advertising, we usually set a $10 a day limit to Google. Now, they could spend more. They do up to double sometimes, but that would still only be about a week. So, you know, you could increase, you know, you're going to have twice as much as if you add 100. If you were to add several hundred, you're going to have that much more. And if you don't do any of that, we will still look over your account and do everything we can to improve your calls.
I appreciate it. I mean, I was skeptical about these, you know, type of things, you know, technology and scams. I mean, I know y'all are legit, but, you know, still just, you know, so I was hesitant to do it in the first place. But now, you know, I'm kind of like, man, did I do the right choice? Did I, you know, feel like we're on a roll at first, but now feel like, you know, like maybe, you know, I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah, and I don't see, you know, what would have changed because basically, you know, we're not sending, you know, we're not filtering leads like a lead service, even though, you know, as you know, even though when it tells you I have a lead, it just means somebody used your call tracking number or your contact form, and it could have been anybody, good or bad, right? But at the same time, when we see your rankings are where they are, your reviews are where they are, your Google listing should be working for you, and then we're also running these ads. Now, for some businesses, we also run Facebook ads. They work like Google ads too. You know, it could, so we can help. That's another product as well.
All right.
Okay. So for now, I'll have them look for any additional posting. I can see you've got some regular posting that's going on pretty well, but I'll look for anything else that we can do to increase that. Was there anything else I could help with right now?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right, Frank. You have a great day.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.